This is today's topic on the Southern Farm Network. I'm Mike Davis. I am joined by South Carolina Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers, who recently, Commissioner, I understand you spoke at the Sunoco Fresh 2022 Food Packaging and Sustainability Summit. And for those not familiar with that, what's that all about?
Well, you'll know why they call it FRESH, because it stands for Food Research Excellence for Safety and Health. Mm-hmm. And it's a Clemson University Institute there that does just that, supports research around safety and security and sustainability of our food. And last week was the FRESH Summit at Clemson. It was well attended, and I got there for part of it. We'll talk about that. But my staff who attended all of the sessions were just very impressed with the topics and with the presenters, and just what a great partnership it is with Sunoco mm-hmm. and Clemson's packaging and science folks.
What are some of the things that you saw there as part of the summit?
Well, our staff got to take a look at the Clemson recycling facilities, where they are trying to, you know, focus on food waste, yard waste, other materials, and bring them into repurposing under composting, and which is a common practice, as we all know, always has been, but trying to take it to the next level. You know, all concerned, we've all heard the statistics of the amount of production of food from the ground until the time we consume it. It may be as high as 40% that we don't use.
Yeah.
So all of this is focused on reducing that number of percentage of our production that does not get consumed. So that's a big part of it. But they also got to get through the nutrition and packaging and science department, which is very impressive at Clemson. I've been there through that before, and some of the things they're doing. And our focus is how can we get a stronger look at plant-based packaging? So maybe there's a chance, you know, to move away from so much plastic and things like that that we're mm-hmm. concerned about. So it was a broad scope that was given exposure at the summit.
One of the things, too, as you mentioned that, talking about that broad scope and sustainability, is a speech that you gave at the dinner. Tell us about that, because this is really exciting news.
Well, it was. It was an honor to get up there and give them some remarks. And as I do as many times as I can, I remind people that agriculture ties our past to our present, to our future in South Carolina. And really, no better example, while you're talking about Clemson, of Thomas Clemson, who in the mid-1800s worked for probably 30 years to establish an agricultural college in mm-hmm. South Carolina and was finally able to do that. So that's the past. And then we talk about the present, and that is agribusiness, the whole of what we produce and consume and package and all of that in South Carolina, is the largest part of our economy. But then looking ahead to the future, concerned about our resources, climate, economic sustainability, all of these things, what are new opportunities for farmers to have an income stream that might not be a part of their mix now? How can we preserve resources through conservation? How can we help mitigate climate concerns? Agriculture is always a part of the answer. And mm-hmm. we were able to bring to them some examples, and one of which is, I think we've talked about before, the capturing of methane and producing renewable natural gas from it. So just those ways that agriculture is always a part of the answers to some of the major questions that we have about the future.
And it's exciting to see some of the things, some of those initiatives that are taking place right now to do just that. Commissioner, it sounds like this was a really productive summit that took place. Anything else you'd like to add?
Well, it's just that productive summit, and that means it's time to build on it and get new things in place into the marketplace, providing the opportunities for farmers to be a part of the, you know, providing materials for packaging and things like that. But you know, any good summit, meeting, conference, whatever, it's always the follow-through that makes the difference. And so we want to have follow-through after this one to really have an impact on South Carolina agriculture.
And as a matter of fact, here's my tease coming up later this week. I'm going to be talking with Marion Swink of McCall Farms about one of those initiatives that's taking place there and the exciting things that are taking place about exactly what you just spoke about. So we'll have some more details on that coming up, how they're capturing some of that agricultural methane and turning it into something really usable. Not only is it a benefit for the farmers, but of course for the entire community. So it's exciting to see these things taking place right before our very eyes.
It is. I don't think we don't recognize it. If we could roll the clock back 20 years, we would not recognize agriculture and agribusiness that goes on today. So that just makes us realize what we'll see 20 years from now, we won't recognize because of the innovations that are always coming.
With South Carolina Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers, I'm Mike Davis. That's today's topic on the Southern Farm Network.